Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets little changed despite an exceptionally strong night for global commodity markets, with Big Blue dragging the Dow Jones Industrial Average into the red. Dow was down 39 points or 0.2%, with IBM tumbling 7.5%, its worst single session drop since 2013, after delivering an underwhelming gross profit margin in their latest quarterly result. IBM alone knocked about 80 points off the Dow. Broader S&P inching 0.1% higher, a strong gain for the energy sector, which was up 1.6%, was offset by declines in the more defensive sectors, including consumer staples down about 0.9% and telcos down about 0.4%. NASDAQ up about 0.2%. Just in US corporate earnings releases, Morgan Stanley edging 0.1% higher, joining its investment banking peers in topping consensus forecasts with their first quarter result. On the US economic data front, the Federal Reserve's latest beige book read quite positively. The overall outlook among businesses remains positive, but there were many worried about the Trump administration's use of tariffs. The report also noted that there is strong evidence that the tax cuts approved in December may have begun filtering through to businesses and investment, and also noted that businesses repeated their frustrations around labour shortages in a variety of sectors. US main markets gained ground as investors seemingly focused on a strong start to the US corporate earnings season. Germany's DAX edging 0.04% higher, France's CAC up about 0.5%. London's FTSE, a big outperformer, up 1.3%. A disappointing UK inflation report for March dragged the pound a bit lower. Miners were particularly strong, both BHP and Rio Tinto gaining over 5%. CYBG fell 5% after news yesterday that we heard, of course, of the UK lender saying it expects to set aside another £350 million for legacy claims over missold payment protection insurance. As I mentioned, just on that UK inflation data, it came in or fell to 2.5% in March from 2.7% in February. And that was also shy of consensus expectations for a reading of 2.7%. A very strong session for the base metals complex across the board. Copper up 1.5% to just shy of $3.17 a pound. Aluminium soaring almost 5%, touching an intraday high of around $2,530 a tonne on the LME. That's the highest level since 2011. That rally continues to be fueled by growing supply concerns in the aftermath of US sanctions on Russia's Rusal. And indeed, Rio Tinto PLC flagged in their quarterly report possible downward adjustments to their aluminium output in 2018 as a result of those sanctions on its Russian partner. Also, nickel jumped 5.1%, it hitting its highest level since January 2015, just shy of $15,200 per tonne, and zinc was up 1.4%. Spot iron ore gaining $1.37 or just over 2% to $65.88 a metric tonne. Part of that rise due to data yesterday from the China's National Bureau of Statistics showing house prices rising 0.4% in March. That was double the pace we saw in February. Gold futures added $4 to $1,353.50 an ounce, swept up in that broader commodities rally, and also with the US dollar easing a touch. Oil prices surged to their highest level since late 2014. That was on the back of a bullish inventories report and also reports that Saudi Arabia wants to see the crude price closer to $100 a barrel. So that saw WTI jump $1.95 or 2.9% to $68.47 a barrel. That's the highest settlement since the 2nd of December 2014. Brent gaining $1.90 or 2.7% to $73.48 a tonne, again marking its best close since the 26th of November. US 10-year Treasury yields jumped 5.9 basis points to a four-week high of just over 2.87%. And yields on the two-year treasuries continue to climb up 4.5 basis points to over 2.43%. Just note that Fed fund futures markets are now pricing in a greater than 30% chance that we'll see four Fed interest rate hikes this year following a recent string of positive economic data. And the Aussie dollar is firmer ahead of today's Australian monthly jobs data for March. Consensus expectations for the addition of a further 20,000 jobs. That would mark the 18th consecutive month of net jobs growth. Unemployment rate expected to remain steady at 5.5%. So the Aussie dollar is buying 77.84 US cents. And just finally, Bank of Canada left their benchmark interest rate unchanged at 1.25%.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.